The city of Philadelphia wins a major victory in the effort to keep the sweetened beverage tax in place. Details from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
In a 4-2 ruling, the Supreme Court decided that Philadelphia's sweetened beverage tax does not violate the state law prohibiting taxing the same item twice. The regulation, better known as the Sterling Act, gives only Philadelphia the ability to tax anything that's not taxed by the state. Anthony Campisi of the Axe the Beverage Tax Coalition, a group made of retailers, soda company operators, and consumers, says because the sales tax already applies to soda, this is double taxation.
We're clearly disappointed that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled against local businesses and customers by upholding Philadelphia's wildly unpopular beverage tax. 60% of Philadelphia voters oppose this tax. The tax has cost the city nearly 1,200 jobs and raised costs for consumers.
Mayor Jim Kenney says he's relieved the challenge was denied by the high court.
This was the one that I stayed up at night and worried about. This was the one that was would have ended it if it had gone the other way. And I think a 4-2 ruling with one recusal is a pretty strong vote.
The mayor may be relieved, but Campisi says the war to end the soda tax isn't over.
We've been continuing to work with city council. There's a bill in the state legislature, and we were pursuing the legal option. So now that the legal option is gone, the elected officials in the state have an obligation to step up and do the right thing and get rid of this regressive tax.
With the court battle behind them, the Kenney administration can move on to spend the money provided by the tax. It will go to the rebuild initiative, renovating rec centers, libraries, and playgrounds. It will also be spent on adding more pre-K seats. But because the legal fight took so long, those new seats won't show up in classrooms until the fall of 2019. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.